8:55 p.m. Eastern Time in Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
This was probably the dullest day of the war, which is saying something. But there's no present prospect that the war is going to be called off, and before long the peoples of Western Europe may look back to the good old days when it was dull. President Roosevelt made no comment on the hints from Berlin that he might be asked to serve as a mediator. But earlier this evening, Albert Warner reported from Washington over this network that the administration doesn't want to be rushed into helping make a one-sided peace, and there is no evidence that the Allies want any outside mediation. There is evidence, however, that they aren't going to let Hitler load them with the blame for continuing the war. Prime Minister Chamberlain will make his weekly report to the House of Commons, probably on Wednesday, and a London dispatch tonight predicts that he will say that Hitler's proposal for a general conference on the future of Europe might be accepted on these three conditions: that the Germans must not go into the conference claiming the right to keep all they have conquered, that they must be ready to discuss other topics besides colonies and disarmament, which Hitler suggested, such topics perhaps as the restoration of Poland and of Czechoslovakia, and that Germany must recognize the refugee Polish government and agree to its taking part in the conference too. Now, there's no visible reason to suppose that Hitler will even consider these terms. He has insisted that the Polish question will be settled entirely between Germany and Russia, and he regards the Czechoslovak question as closed. But at least this helps to define the issue and makes it harder for Hitler to represent himself as the sole champion of peace. He says he will stop the war on certain terms. The Allies say they will stop it on certain other terms. There seems to be some hope in London that Hitler will then come up with new and more acceptable proposals, but not if you believe what he said yesterday.